This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And yes, it is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. And yes, it's already April. Can you believe it? And for me, when it comes to parenting, and I again read this funny meme again about parenting and how hard it is and that you never sleep again and I don't know what all. And it is really, it's not even, I think it's the hardest job. I saw this video and it's an old video and I re-saw it again now on social media about where they were interviewing people for a job and then the job specs were like you have to work, you have to be available 24/7, you have to take care of someone like all the time. And then in essence, they were saying that it was a mom and that's technically what a mom does. She's always available and she's taking care of someone, getting not paid at all for that job, of course. And people were just like, I'm not taking this job. And then they realized, oh no, but that's what a mom does. And that's it, hey, isn't it? It is really a hard job being a mom. And today I hope that we will share from each of our sides. I want you to obviously also be part of this conversation. Some tips and tricks on how we can manage this life of ours. Whether you're working full-time, part-time, not working, and you're just taking, and I mean, again, saying not working and you have kids, it's, you're technically working, you're just not getting paid with it in monetary value. But that is the reality. So hopefully today with our topic, which is managing our lives and organizing our lives with kids and full-time parenting and all of that, sharing some tips on that. So like I said, as always, I do want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have some insights, questions, maybe tips on how you organize your life or manage your life with children and with working and with everything that goes with it, please share them. I would love to hear about it. Before the show, I was speaking to my mom and I told her the topic and she's like, you don't even need a guest for this show because you are an organizational mastermind. And I said to her, well, I've got someone who works full-time, part-time and has three children joining me today on the show. So she is taking it to a next level. So my guest today is exactly that, Alana Chinora. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Yolandi. How are you?
No, I'm like I said, you are next level in my head. So I'm very much looking forward because I'm thinking I might learn something today as well. But like I said to everyone, please do remember that we want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have any comments or tips or anything you want to share, please send us a telegram on 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us at 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50. So let's dive into it. Alana, that's now the thing is, like, and if you're a mom, and I think even if you're not a mom, then often this discussion comes up with this work-life balance, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. I mean, how do you even manage it with, like I said, full-time job, part-time job, and three children, and still a smile on your face? How?
Wow, Yolandi. I guess it's just been part of trying to be a high-functioning individual, as they call it. But one of the things I do is I'm very clear about my priorities. So obviously my family always comes first, sometimes to my detriment. But then after that, I prioritize other things as well, just depending on the day and the times as well. So weekends, it's family and then myself. Obviously during the week with my full-time job, I make sure my family's sorted. And then, of course, my full-time job is priority because that's what I'm doing in and out. And then the things that I enjoy, which good night, which is my part-time, is the thing that I enjoy the most. So that way, I suppose, you know, it's priorities that don't feel heavy for me per se. They're things that I like to do. They're things that I need to do. Yeah. And then from there, I set very clear boundaries. So it's a, been a learning process of saying no. Also, I suppose for myself, Yolande, it's like I keep saying, because I think I can do everything, like superwoman things, you know, saying no has been something I've had to learn and to really do well with doing it. And external no's are easy, but internal no's I think are the worst. Because often I can convince myself that I can do this, that in 30 minutes, when really I can't, you know, so, which is, you know, I'm proper like, you know what, if I drop my child off here and then I go pick this up and then I go to the bank and then I can pick up my child in 30 minutes. I can't. There's something that has to give there. So for me, the journey of internal no's has been a very long one for me. But I think I'm there now, especially with the three children, like you're saying.
Sometimes I think that's also like just the time of it. Like you need to learn. And I mean, I love that. Already learning, like internal no's. I like that because I am actually pretty good at saying no to other people. Yeah. But when it comes to those internal no's, because you think, and that's also interesting for me is also the fact that, you know, you're talking about being superwoman and lots of people sometimes comment on things like that. How do you manage all those things? But I'm not. I'm also not even remotely a superwoman. I struggle also with lots of things. But then also social media puts it like this pressure on and this perception that everyone is managing this fantastic work-life balance and doing 50,000 different things at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think we need to also, that's one of my internal no's. I've just realized that I need to stop looking at those things.
Well, I was going to say, Yolande, that one of my internal no's, I'm on Instagram because I love Instagram, but also it's like a rabbit hole sometimes.
Yeah.
But the one I've said no to, and you know that I've said no to it, is Facebook. You will not, for the life of me, catch me on Facebook. And Twitter's another one. You know, I suppose in my work, because I'm marketing, people are always like, why are you not on Twitter? But I've got one rabbit hole. It's a lot already.
Yes, and I agree with you. And I think we need to have those internal no's as well, or at least boundaries with it as well. Mm. One thing with social media is that I've also, if something starts making me feel negative or makes me think in a certain way, then I stop following that person or whatever, or don't want to see that. I want to only see positive affirmations. I want it to be a positive experience when I am then doing those type of things. So yes, a very interesting, and I do still feel you're a superwoman. why do you think it is also so important for us? Because we're going to get to the nitty gritty of not like things that you do to kind of also the practical things that we can do. But why do you think it is important to organize things and have these like plans and internal no's and external no's?
I suppose the answer we would think would be obvious, but I know people who aren't actually wired like how.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolande Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM. And this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolande Becker. And today we are talking about the tips and tricks in managing and organizing your life. And my guest today is Alana Chinara. And just her life is an organizational masterpiece. and again, I marvel in how that you can still laugh. just that is a sign that something must be going right. But yes, on that note, before I badly timed my previous question, I was asking you, why do you feel it is important to organize and plan?
So that I can laugh, Yolande. So for me, I think it could be personality type, because I've got friends who are not organized at all and they live their lives like that.
Yeah.
For me, if I don't tightly schedule and organize everything, I come undone at the seams. And then it's just that feeling of complete chaos that I hate. You become undone. So for me, it's important to organize and plan. But like I said, I have friends and they are my friends and proper close friends that don't. And they sort of do things like K-Sara, you know,
yeah.
And their executives like and said, companies.
Also a personality thing, because I'm the same. And now with my kids, the last 2 weeks being on holiday, I do have to say the first week of holiday, I marveled in the niceness of it. Because we were a little bit out of routine and I liked the bit of spontaneity that came with it and whatever. But after 1 week of that, I was literally going mentally insane because I need to have my routine. And for me, it is important, I've realized, that because with routine and me organizing things, it takes a lot of the decision-making out of my day, the stupid decisions that just kind of happen because there's a routine and organization. Because I have a lot of decisions to make every day. And if I don't have to worry about those nitty gritty things, it makes things a little bit smoother. Or else I get decision fatigue.
Yeah. And also, you know, Yolandi, I find for the kids, and I'm sure it's the same for your kids, because we are tightly routine and schedule, they also don't have to think what they're doing next more often, you know, than not. They know where they're going next. They know what they're doing. They know when they've got time where they have to entertain themselves as well. They know when bedtime is, they know when it's time to wake up and what happens when you wake up. Like you said, it takes decision-making out of everything and it gives us a lot more space and time to actually, you know, relax a little, because it sounds like we don't relax. You know, I'm sure people listening are like, geez, but it actually gives you space to do what you like to do, to read, to have some downtime, to have some me time. You run. I love the gym. We have time to do those things. But with complete and utter chaos, I'm not absolutely sure how people manage. You know, falling from one thing to the next, I couldn't do that.
But in the same breath, we also have to keep in mind that life happens. So I always say that, yes, I am super organized, but there always needs to be space for flexibility and adjustment as well. Or else you will go mentally insane if you don't, because you also have kids. And again, like I said, life happens. A car breaks, a geyser bursts, all these type of things, and you need to be able to also adjust if those type of things happen. So how tightly do you kind of plan and schedule? Is it like you have a weekly plan, a daily plan, are you years in advance booked? Because I can already tell you almost next year or there's the whole year when I'm going away and stuff like that. So how do you manage that type? How tight is your planning schedule?
So my planning schedule for a month ahead, Yolandi, is super tight. And I have to do that because for work, we've got all our meetings, which are always scheduled in advance anyways. Then my consultations are always scheduled in advance. So everything falls in this calendar. You should see my email calendar or my, you know, my screen calendar. It's crazy.
I always have the same. I even have like pick up kids. And
that's it.
Like every single go shopping, every single thing is like in my calendar.
Yeah. Exactly like Yolandi. So my kids are boarders, as you know, but the school calendar comes out. So all the sporting events, what I have to prepare for that, the camps, it's all sitting in this calendar and it's very tightly scheduled. Like you're saying, you know, I was going to comment when you said life happens. Life does happen. And again, for me, I've had to learn to, what I used to do is I used to overanalyze my life happened moments. What could I have done better? How could I have had that better in control? You know, surely that
I'm glad you have time to reflect on those things.
I don't know if I had time, but I used to do it. But now I've just learned, especially with my having a third child, it's a bit like, you know what, it's happened. Let's just move on. Let's carry on. Let's see how we can catch up, if there's a catch up to happen, or let's readjust some things in the day. But short of that, yeah, my calendar is crazy. You know, to share it, I think it's there's no sort of blank bits. Everything has a bit happening.
I can only imagine. But yes, I, like I said, I have a very similar type of thing. But what is your, like, if you think about your top tips of your must organizing things, what would you share as wisdom and insight?
So like we've just been discussing, time blocking our days. So my day is very time blocked. I don't do weekend time blocking though. Yolandi, we have a weekend routine.
I do also, I have to say, also, except for if I know there's like a braai with someone, then sometimes I will put it in just to make sure that I remember it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll put it on the Friday to say on Sunday, because on from Friday, from about 3 o'clock, I don't look at my computer. I choose not to. It's just too stressful for me. So I don't. But we are, you know, routine, which is another must-do organizing. We're very routine. So over the weekend, the girls know that on Saturday, we wake up, we have our little breakfast, then we have a brunch, and then we go out to the market. So everyone knows what's happening. It's a lot more loose than during the week. But yeah, routine and schedule is a must-do organizing tip for me. And then, of course, help, Yolandi. We are, you know, very fortunate in Africa to have help.
No.
I use a lot of my gogos who look after my girls. Of late, I was telling you that we've got a chef, so yay, so I don't have to cook anymore.
Oh my word.
Which has been incredible. You know what? It's really saved my life. I don't have to think about cooking, which is one of the worst things to think about, and what to cook and everything else. So that's been a huge help for me. I suppose when you're in first world, though, it's a little bit different. People don't have the benefit of all the extra help that we do, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. I'm not sure how I would be if I lived not in Zimbabwe.
If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And today I'm speaking to Alana Chinora, and we're talking about tips and tricks on how to organize your life and to with children, with work, with life, and everything happening. And Alana's already shared some very great, insightful tips. Unfortunately, I don't have a chef, but I do also have to say that I do love cooking, but I hate deciding what to make and everything. So for me, on that note, something I do in the beginning of the week, over the weekend, is that I actually I have like a whiteboard that I then write the menu for the week on there, because I also hate it when my kids ask me, what are we eating tonight?
Yeah,
it's really one of my pet hates, is if they ask me, what are we eating tonight? So luckily they can already read, so they can go look at what we're eating tonight, and then then they know what's happening, so they don't have to worry about it. But then with that menu that I'm planning, I also then make a shopping list so that I can go shopping. I always go shopping at the same time when it's quiet in the shops, and I don't have to worry about it being busy and it taking quick. Another tip on that, lots of people can also do online shopping, but I have chosen to stop doing that just because I hate it when they substitute or they don't bring something and then I have to go anyway to the shop again. So it's just kind of been my thing. And I mean, obviously in Zim, you might not have the same coffee.
No, we don't. You have to go to the shops.
So for me, that's that meal time prepping and all those things also take, again, often when I think about organizing and the routine and the schedules and type of thing, it's more for me and routine and schedule, like you also say, having a routine and schedule, kids know when they're going to bed, they know what needs to happen beforehand. In essence, for me, it's about taking away some of the decisions that need to be made. And it sounds silly, but it really makes life a lot easier if you don't have to think about those things. And that's, for me, a core thing about this is that, and I often tell my son that I say to him that I don't remember everything, because he's always like, and then I'm like, you forgot this, you forgot this, you forgot this. And then I'm like, I don't expect you to remember everything. I in my life will not remember everything, but I have created habits and routines to help me to remember what to do. So this is also not something that necessarily will come to everyone naturally, but if I have to do something, I put a reminder on my phone to remind me that I need to do it. Because it's habits that I've created over years and years and years to help me to remember certain things, even silly things like remember to phone this person because their child is in hospital. Remember to message this person because this is happening. I don't miraculously just think of people. I remind myself of that. I wish I was that nice.
I put it in my calendar.
So it's not for me about creating this huge, big thing for me. It actually, for me, alleviate certain pressures of me, off me, because I have these habits. But do you feel that organizing takes a lot of work and planning?
I think I've done it for so long, Yolandi, because I have no choice, you know, so I don't feel that it takes that much work and planning, because I do it automatically. There's nothing that I don't do. Where I did see a difference, Yolandi, was when I had my bad preggy brain. So before I had the baby, and maybe for the first 4 months, I mean, he's only 7 months now, but definitely for the first 4 months after I had him, I couldn't remember even to put things in my planner. So that was chaos. Because things would come and then I realized I'd forgotten, but it's because I didn't remember to put it in the plan in the first place. It was like living, I'm sure I was like half crazy. It was just, and it was frustrating because I didn't remember to put it down, so I didn't do it. And then I'd spend my time going, oh no, I must remember to put stuff down. And then I never remembered to put stuff. It was a horrible sort of cycle.
But I also think we all do go through these phases, and we should also like be a little bit, have a little bit grace on ourselves as well. I also definitely sometimes forget things. Just because I have these habits doesn't mean I never like make mistakes or struggle or anything like that. Of course, that is not. And if I've created that perception, don't believe it. It is really sometimes also things get too much for me, even with the organizing things and getting things in place. But I feel that I've also become in such a way now that it is actually for me also kind of second nature to do certain things. I do know that like at the end of the year, like November for me, there's a period of time where it is a lot of work, because then I have to put all the stuff for the school in the school calendar, prep for the next year and stuff like that. So I know that they're like at the end of November, or the whole of November often, there's quite a lot of work that goes into it and organizing certain things. But once it is there, then it's also much better. I appreciate doing a little bit extra work at that point to alleviate the pressure for the rest of the time.
Yeah, my season like that is January, Yolandi. But what I wanted to say was also, you know, it's lovely that we're modeling that behavior for our children, though. My daughter, for her holiday, she made a little calendar of all her stuff. And I was like, I didn't ask her to do that. You know? So I'm hoping I'm not creating an anxious person, though. But I'm hoping that, like you're saying, with those habits that she's already starting to form at a young age, she won't have need for anxiety, because, like we're saying, she will be also quite routine and scheduled and planned. But I remember listening to one of the podcasts you did here, Yolandi, about creating anxious children. So I also try and be wary about some of my behaviors influencing the way that she is. But it was nice to see that.
Way, I also feel like planning and organizing certain things should actually alleviate certain anxieties a little bit. You need to, again, always have a bit of flexibility when it comes to these things. I agree that we don't want to. Hey, isn't parenting fun?
Parenting, I don't know why no one teaches this as a module at school. I've been asking this now for the last 10 years.
There will
of my
be
life.
No population.
Oh, so it's like, surprise. So you have the child that's like, surprise for the rest of your life, surprise. It's hard work.
Maybe it is better to just be spontaneous and go with the flow. Maybe they've got something there. Do you feel like long-term planning? Do you like have like a 5-year plan for your life or a 10-year plan?
Yolandi, so 10 years really feels far away. 5 years, it's only financial things that I plan like that far. You know, even for the child we had, he was not part of like our 5-year plan. It was a discussion that happened, you know, almost randomly in our family, and then ta-da! I suppose there was a whole year of being pregnant. But for me, just, where will we be 10 years from now? I feel like that's too much trying to control things. You can have a hope, you know, and a wish, but like you're saying, life happens. I think 10 years is a really long way away. I wouldn't have predicted 10 years ago that I would have had the three children I have, for as an example. You know, so I think 10 years is a bit of a stretch. And my 5-year plan, financial stuff, definitely. You know, if I'm looking to purchase a property, I have to figure that out. So and stuff like that. So, yeah.
No, I like that as well. And also that it is important. That's also actually a topic that I'm talking about coming up in future on the show, that we are going to talk a little bit about financial planning and financial well-being when it comes to families and things like that, because it is a super stressful. And I think everyone is feeling the pinch and feeling like over. And it is. And I mean, that's maybe also where organizing comes into. It is to help with those type of things as well. Because sometimes if you're too spontaneous, then it's also purchasing habits change and things like that. And it can also cause pressure on that front. So see, organizing your life, I feel, is an important part of what I'm doing. And I think for me as well, I also long-term planning. I always, when I was very young, I had this long-term plans and how I felt my life was going to turn out. And then I got married when I was 25 and had both my children before I had 30, and that was never part of my plan. And then I
That's interesting, Yolandi.
Yes, and then I just realized, you know what, there's certain things that you should just... It happens, and it was a blessing. I'm so glad it happened that way.
You're not like me with a baby at the age of 40, Yolandi. You're not.
Really part of my plan.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Kai FM. This is Bump and Beyond, and I'm your host, Yolandi Becker. And today's show has been a really good one about sharing some tips and insights on how to manage and organize your life, whether you're working or not. But obviously, as a parent, there is some organizing needed. And to be honest, that was for me also one thing. As my kids now became older, I sometimes, with small kids, you're very overwhelmed and in it and everything else. But the reality is organizing becomes like a logistical masterpiece when your children are older, because you are kind of organizing everyone's life when it gets that. Do you involve your children in the organizing things or planning of your life, Alana?
So where we have heavy organizing with the kids, Yolandi, is actually over the holidays. So like we're in our April holidays. It's a 5-week holiday. It's a long time. 5 weeks. Anyway, but what I did was I just sort of asked, what is it that you want to do? What do you want to prioritize? So my eldest is doing what they call learning nights at school, which is an activity where you do a challenge, a personal challenge. You also do organizing, which she has to fundraise money, but she does community service also. And she has to do a certain number of hours. I know, it's incredible. And then they get awarded at the end of the year for doing this. It's an incredible thing. But anyway, so this holiday she says, Mom, I want to get all my community service out of the way. So that was one thing she was doing. She also is hoping to make her first team hockey next term. So she says, I'd like some extra hockey. And then I said to her, she has to do extra lessons. So that's what we did. We prioritized that for her. Then my little one is a musical, up and coming musical genius. So she wanted to do voice training and piano. And then she's just joining her sister with the hockey and some tennis. So they said they wanted to do that stuff. And my job was to slot it in somewhere. So at the very end, we then looked at it and we just sort of said, so I want them always to have one weekday. That's a rest day. Yeah. So we looked and we said, okay, so with all the stuff you want to do you have your rest day? Yes or no? And so we've gone on. So in that way, I do, Yolandi. It's just also to involve, and like I said, I suppose modeling some behaviors as well in relation to, you know, how do you go around planning your stuff?
I just usually say in the beginning of the holiday, what is something that you would like to do this holiday? Mm-hmm. And it's not always this holiday. They said they want to go to Spurs. So I love her, but
I love that. Beach.
Anyway, so that was one thing I did. But yes, Alana, it was wonderful having you on the show. If you've missed the show, don't despair. It will be available on a podcast on highfm.com afterwards with some great tips and insights from Alana. And me, I also gave some insights.
Of course.
So please go listen to it. Alana, where can people find you or follow you? What's your contact info?
Thank you, Alandi. So I'm on Instagram, like I was saying, it's Alana Chinara on Instagram. And then also I am a Good Night consultant. So Good Night website is our go-to, or Good Night pages will be the go-to as well. So those are the two key places that you'll find me.
Yes. Thank you so much, Alana. Have a wonderful day. It was great having you.
Thank you, Alandi. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.